and sliced bread, $2.49 every day at Aldi.
2TM Local News, brought to you by the Quality Hotel Powerhouse, the perfect venue for all-day dining, where the most important part of their day is you.
Good morning, I'm Graham Archer with the local news. Member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, has expressed support for the biosecurity bill, which has passed through the New South Wales Parliament and will help secure the future of the Northern Tablelands primary industry sector. Mr. Marshall said the state's world-class biosecurity protections and paddock-to-plate food safety systems provide our local agriculture sector with enormous competitive advantage in other markets.
I'm very pleased to see the biosecurity bill pass through Parliament. It actually is a great bill for rural New South Wales. It requires people who enter properties to properly manage and be aware of biosecurity risks, what we call a biosecurity duty, and that there will be emergency powers that will allow authorised officers from the department to take action to respond to biosecurity threats immediately, regardless of whether it's scientifically classified or listed in the regulation. So it's all about trying to maintain biosecurity on farm, making sure that we remove as many threats as possible, but also have the legislative framework there to respond to those risks and threats as quickly as possible.
That was the member for Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, finishing off that report. And Brett Holmes, the General Secretary of the New South Wales Nurses Midwives Association, has criticised the Hunter New England Board for declining to intervene in the ongoing staffing dispute. Mr. Holmes said the New South Wales Nurses Midwife Association would continue to...